Imagine the perfect novel. First chapter, Roddy Doyle. Last chapter, Frank McCourt. In between, 13 of the very best writers in Ireland. A brilliantly funny tale of murder, mayhem, and missing manuscripts in present-day Dublin. Edited by Joseph O'Connor. It's called Yeats is Dead, and it's in aid of Amnesty International. Yeats is Dead. Available now from all good booksellers.
I'm starving, mister. Help me. For the love of God, have pity.
Well, it's like this, Doctor. I spend a lot of my time visiting people's homes and kitchens, but when I've been there lately, I've been having what I can only describe as out-of-body experiences. I'm drawn towards this bright light where I can see all my relatives waiting for me on the other side.
Every day, thousands of household flies are drawn towards Insectisap, never to return again. Sadly, the fly we talked to died shortly after this interview.
Or perhaps he was the farmer that I met in Wakeley Town, who said, give me a pencil, and I'll write the address down.
I am the wizard Merlin, and I bring magic news of Lego gifts from Calvi to Cheese.
Or perhaps he was the poet with whom I met in Cork, who told me that he'd gladly lay his life down for his work.
Here at Scrumpy Jack Cider, we care deeply about apples. A livelihood.
Or was he the dingle farmer whom I stopped in Estaway, saying I sought accommodation for a family holiday?
Or perhaps he was the character I met above Linan, and he told me that you couldn't beat a Connemara man.
Or was he the Michael John I met one day below Gador, and he asked me was I stopping or maybe travelling on some more?
Or the chap I met in Derry, down by the waterside, and he said he'd buy a drink for me if I would like to bide.
Imagine you were driving around the Sud de France or the Ring of Kerry, having a wonderful time, and the car breaks down.
Then I wondered, was it Belfast, where I finished up my drink, and I turned the tumbler upside down. Now, why, I cannot think.
Right, listen here, all you move-over butter eaters.